Unless you've been living under a rock for the last 3 years, you've heard one pundit after another proclaiming that the world will forever be changed by the internet. Yet with Jennycam, spam, chat rooms about lizards, and downloadable photos of Terry Hatcher, it's not clear to most marketers what all the fuss is about. Is there really something going on here, or is this another tulip bulb frenzy? There is something very big going on, but as we've just noted, it's not what some of the experts believe. The internet is the greatest direct marketing medium ever invented. It is not TV. Here are six of the biggest benefits the internet offers to direct marketers. First, stamps are free. Second, the speed of testing is 100 times faster. Third, response rates are 15 times higher. Fourth, you can implement curriculum marketing in text and on the web. Fifth, frequency is free. You can identify and efficiently talk with individuals over and over again. And last, printing, a huge expense in direct marketing, is free. Let's look at the web through the prism of permission marketing and understand why this new medium delivers on the promise of permission. Here are the five simple steps to any permission marketing campaign in the context of the internet. 1. The marketer offers the prospect an incentive for volunteering. On the net, marketers can use banners to gently interrupt consumers and offer them an opportunity to opt in to a marketing program. This is the only media cost of the entire campaign. 2. Using the attention offered by the consumer, the marketer offers a curriculum over time, teaching the consumer about the product or service. Once a consumer has opted in, the marketer uses email to remind the prospect to return to the website. Email is the number one use of the web. Because the email box is hot, welcome messages in this slot get a lot of attention and reaction. Marketers use email to teach the consumer about the benefits of the product. Best of all, the marketer can gain personal insights to make the marketing messages ever more personal. 3. The incentive is reinforced to guarantee that the prospect maintains the permission. Because there's a cost-free communication infrastructure in place via the internet, the intrinsic two-way dialogue going on allows the marketer to ascertain if the consumer is paying attention. By encouraging responses, it's easy to determine who's involved in the campaign, and easier still to upgrade the rewards to consumers to maintain their interest. 4. The marketer offers additional incentives to get even more permission from the consumer. A mass market campaign must be the same for each viewer. But using the power of computers, the marketer can customize them for an audience of one. Thus, there can be both direct rewards to the consumer to inspire participation and ongoing content rewards that make it ever more likely that the consumer will continue to upgrade permission. People who need more rewards to stay active can get them without corrupting the entire system. 5. Over time, the marketer leverages the permission to change consumer behavior and turn it into profits. What is a 100% loyal, opt-in email list worth? A completely personalized list of hundreds of thousands or millions of people who want and expect to hear from you on a personal and relevant topic related to doing business with your company. In many cases, this list may be the most valuable asset in the entire organization.